The cold November air stung at Henry Barrow's face and hands. He walked hurriedly across London's rugged streets just east of the Thames. In a narrow alley, he made a sharp left down a half-flight of stone steps and up to a fortified gate. He rapped his knuckles against the icy iron door, then waited for the warden. This was Sunday, the Lord's Day, and Barrow had arrived at this prison door to visit his friend, the Reverend John Greenwood. With the warden's permission, Barrow stepped inside the iron gate and walked into the bowels of this tortuous edifice. Clink! The lock fastened behind him. This sound had become synonymous with the prison. The Clink, it was named. A medieval jail so notorious it would forever lend its title to prisons the world over. Barrow followed the dark, narrow corridors to Greenwood's cell. Every step on the stone floor made a crunching sound. Lice, fleas, a living carpet covered its cold surfaces and infested the prison. Its dark corridors were lit only by candles, and the shadows hid stories rarely spoken beyond these walls. Its prisoners received the basic staples only through an underground market of bribes and corrupt jailers. Beds and blankets necessitated payments. Food arrived by similar means. The prison itself provided no meals. Prisoners begged, calling out into the city through the Clink's iron fence for a compassionate passerby to leave a morsel of food. For enough money, a man could be unshackled and walk freely. The poor would simply starve. A brothel, too, operated freely within the prison confines. The prison walls seemed to bear down on Barrow like the suffocating prison of the Church of England beyond them. The state church was his Clink. He could hear London bustling beyond the Clink's stone ramparts. Yet knowing his faith could put him behind bars at any moment, he felt no more a free man than Greenwood. The friendship these two men shared was an unlikely one. While both attended colleges at Cambridge University, their paths diverged considerably. Greenwood had studied theology. After graduating from Corpus Christi College, he took orders in the Church of England. However, he quickly became disenchanted with the church's rules and structure. The English government had created the National Church, the Church of England, in 1534, when the Pope refused to recognize the annulment of a marriage between Henry VIII and Catherine of Aragon. The English Reformation ensued as the Church of England broke away from Rome and created its own doctrine. In 1558, the Act of Uniformity standardized expectations for both lay people and clergy. The Act required all churches to follow the Book of Common Prayer, a structured regimen for the content and order of religious services. Further, worshippers could not gather without the presence of a licensed bishop. For the citizens of England, the Act made attendance mandatory or face punishment. Fines for a 1-week lapse in church attendance, 12 pence.